Now, in recent years, cat cafes have taken the world by storm, and Sydney is no exception. A one-stop shop for cats, the Chatswood Cat Palace is the place to go to tend to your feline friend and make some new ones as well. We have a very full studio this morning. We're here with Dr. Kim Kendall, the owner of the Chatswood Cat Palace, and Tim from Safe, which is the Sydney Animals for Everyone. Plus, we have a very special guest in studio that I'm losing my mind over. His name is Ty. He is one of the cats who calls the cat cafe home. Everybody, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Kim and Tim.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for having us.
And Ty, of course, as well. The honoured guest in the studio this morning. Now, Kim, to kick things off, tell us a little bit about the Cat Palace. What is it that you guys offer? Tell us how it came about.
Well, Cat Palace is the third or fourth generation of my passions, which is cats. Started back in 94, and then it was just basically a vets, and then we added boarding, and then we added grooming. And along the way, we started homing out little kittens. You know, they'd turn up and we'd home them out, and it actually became quite central to what we do. And we homed out 5,000 of them over, you know, up to about 2011, 2012. Then things started to get a bit tricky because we didn't have, we're not on a main street anymore, no foot traffic, and so there's the internet. So then we heard about the cat cafes. They've actually been going since 1998. They started in Taiwan. Yeah.
Really?
And there's now over 250 around the world.
Gosh.
So we had to be the first in Sydney. I mean, it was just just required.
Absolutely.
So it was a bit of a an intellectual and scientific enterprise, because some of the great behaviourists, cat behaviourists, didn't think you could have a cat cafe where the cats are as happy as the people. Because it's not always the case.
No, I can imagine.
Sometimes the cats are a bit crowded in and so forth. So I set off on a bit of a mission and did some research, and we got the cats and we trained them. We actually had an animal trainer in. Yeah, fantastic to watch her train these cats to sit on a cushion.
Oh, my gosh.
And they learned pretty quickly that that was the story, and then they learned that people mean food. Not to eat, obviously, but to you know, sit next to. They'll have a little lick, but
sometimes.
Nobody's had a nibble. Yeah.
Wow. So how many cats do you have in the cafe at the moment?
Well, we had 10 at one stage, but we're down to 4.
Okay.
We're off the beaten track. So, but they earn their keep. You know, enough people come through, they earn their keep. We're going to have to close over Christmas because we've got full of boarding cats, because we also specialize in boarding cats. You know, we got diabetics in and cats on. It's like a geriatric ward over Christmas because we got all these medications to give. So the cafe gets closed. We need the space. We just store the cats. And then, you know, we'll restart in about mid-January. The just 4 of them, and you know, if you come along, they'll sit with you. And we've got playing cats and sitting cats, so
a good combination of personalities.
Yeah,
and are they all rescues?
Oh yeah, and they're all they all arrived as adults.
Wow,
which is harder to blend. So that was part of the challenge of how do you introduce cats who have no knowledge of each other, and it takes about a year to integrate adult cats. So we give them choices. And they have their own private space. They each have a cabana of their own. So cats like to sleep alone. They'll sleep with a friend, a very close friend, but mostly cats want their own space. So they go into their cabanas at night and they get their, you know, they have an ensuite and all that sort of stuff. And then
they're living better than most of us, I've got to say.
And then they're allowed out in the day.
Wow.
And to play with people. And they sit around. Mostly they sit around. That's what cats do. We actually did a trial of a thing called a fit bark, which is an activity monitor, to see what they do.
Okay.
And they really don't do that much. Cats are designed to not do much.
I got to attest to that. My cats don't do a lot. Bless them. They're so sweet. the couch potatoes, if ever I did see, which I guess makes them perfect for this sort of setting where you've got, you know, people wanting to come and interact and have a bit of a cuddle and have a bit of a snack as well, I guess, in the meantime. So these have all been very well-selected cats, it sounds,
nope,
for the
just
job.
Random.
Just random. Just,
well, we started out, I just got them off the internet.
Wow.
And from various rescue
yeah.
agencies, and Ty came from one of the shelters. But then we could tell cats that were friendly with people, but we had to, as I say, we started out with 10, and quite a few of them didn't make the grade, not because they didn't like people, but because they couldn't cope with the pressure of other cats.
Okay.
So we rehomed those more quickly.
Yeah.
And now we've got a fairly rare bunch of cats that will tolerate other cats.
Mm.
And Ty actually likes other cats.
Ty!
And he likes people. So that's a pretty rare combination.
He's a rare find.
Rare find.
How old is Ty?
Eight.
Eight. Wow. Mm. Doesn't look a day over a kitten age. He's very sweet. And now I understand that with Safe and with the rehoming of cats, that's something that the Palace is going to get back involved
back into.
With. And that's where Tim comes in.
Mm.
Yes.
So
yeah.
How did that all come about?
One of those random take the opportunity. One of the people who worked with Tim was looking for a job. And then she came and worked for me and she said, I really like to rescue cats. And we've got this little group that's trying. And I said, well, we've got some spare cages.
Wow.
Yeah, so we had to set up our charity after one of the largest shelters closed in Northern Sydney area. Mm. So we set up an animal welfare charity, and you know, as Dr. Kim said, the stars aligned, and she's been kind enough to offer us 5 cages to start with.
That's
in
so
mid-January.
Fantastic. Yeah. That is so fantastic. Yeah. So it'll all be starting from around mid-January.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll be able to rehome cats from then.
Yeah, so Safe Rehoming actually already has cats in care. We have them in foster care. We have around 20 cats and kittens. Having a base to operate out of with the 5 cages is really helpful. You know, people like to be able to look at the cats they're wanting to adopt in the one place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it makes it a lot easier for people, and it's better for the cats as well because they get adopted quicker.
Absolutely. And I'm sure someone coming into the cafe will fall in love with one
that's
or
right,
two of
yeah.
those cats.
And, you know,
in
that's what's
cages.
Happened quite a lot, you know, in the past
yeah.
with the cafe.
Absolutely.
So, yeah,
I can
yeah.
imagine.
Yeah.
And do you think are you looking to add any more cats into the cafe? Or are we pretty happy with the core four that we've got?
Well, I think the four have been going for about 3 years now.
Ooh.
So I think they'd like their own person. So we're probably going to rehome them and start with a new group,
okay.
Which we will probably take from the core of the Safe group.
Fantastic.
And just see where it goes from there.
Work it
so,
from there.
So actually Safe is going to end up with about 10 cages, but we won't tell my husband.
We won't tell. It's just going to happen. It's okay. And it'll be fine. And we're going to rescue as many kitties as we can. That's the goal.
But the key to the cafe is that the population doesn't change.
Yeah.
So once they're in there for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, they do generate a conversation about
it's like
about
the Wiggles. You just change them around. Every few years, but you don't mess with the ones that you've got. That's it. Well, Kim, Tim, thank you so much for joining us this morning, for telling us about the wonderful work that you're doing. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But before we do, whereabouts are we located in Chatswood?
It's actually Rosevilly. We just popped over the border. So it's Unit 18, 30-32 Barcoo Street, Roseville. And you can find us on the catpalace.com.au.
Beautiful. We'll pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show. Guys, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
that
for having
was
us.
Dr. Kim Kendall and her rescue cat Ty and Tim from Safe. We'll pop, as I said, a bunch of details on the podcast at the end of the show. If you're looking for a cuddle with your coffee, you can head over to the Cat Palace for some furry family friends.